So welcome to the UK Monday Night All Addictions Meeting. Our speaker tonight is our good friend CJ, who will speak on the topic, the first part of We Agnostics. And take it away, CJ. I think you're muted, CJ.
Honestly, that would be my favorite way to go through this whole thing right now. I'm kidding. Just muted. I'll just sit here and blah, blah, blah. And you guys can fill in what your higher power is sharing with you. I am CJ. I am an addict. I have the compulsion to compulsively eat. I have the compulsion to drink and to chaos create and to manage, fix, and control. I'm pretty much what they say on the top of page 48, you know. I'm obstinate and sensitive, and I suffer from unreasoning prejudice. I think that pretty much sums it up, guys. And when I walked in here and you know, I was told to share on the first half of We Agnostics, and I looked at the pages and went, are they kidding? How long do I have? This is the solution, right? Because I've just come out of step one now, and I'm just heading jumping right in because I'm thinking most of us here have at least started the process with BBA. If you haven't and you're listening or you're here with us, hang on to your hats, because this BBA process of going through the big book has really changed everything in my life. Every time I've gone through the 12 steps, no matter what the process, there's been an awakening, there's been growth, there's been really some solid stuff. But wow, I really, really found a connect to God and to my fellows and to myself, you know, through BBA. So if you're here, as they say, it's probably not by accident. And pull up a chair and hang on, because it really is the ride of your life, or it has been for me. That I know for a fact. But I came in these rooms, really, first of all, for the drinking, because at that point, I thought my compulsive eating was under control. That's a joke too. But and when I walked in here and heard this idea of being agnostic, I thought, oh no, no, I have a God. I'm good. Yes. Steps one, two, and three. Got that. Can we just like move through here now and just, you know, get on so I can get out of here and just go start living this great life you all are talking about? And come to find out, as I sit here today, and by the grace of God, by the grace of this great loving power, I have 16 years in AA, and not that long in the Food Fellowship. I have a little time in there that's good and solid and wonderful, and I'm grateful. And it took me a while to get there, but with the initial put down the booze, I thank God, because I really was a mess. I was a mess. I was agnostic in every area of my life. And for me today, what that means is, whether I had a God of my understanding or not, I was still running the show. I was still trying to manage not only me, but you and everything else in my life. And I was obstinate. Oh, are you kidding? Stubborn? Oh, hello, to the max. Stubbornness is, I do that passive aggressive kind too. I'm just really, I'm in a lot of fear, quite honestly. I think stubborn for me has really turned around and presented itself as fear. It's that protective element that I drop into to protect my space, protect my heart, protect my thinking, protect what I think is the right thing. And boy, does it seem to work sometimes. And then it, like everything else, like a boomerang, it turns around and you know, whips right back on me. And I find myself worse off than I was before. So it's one of those handicaps that I want to try my level best to be honest around today, as often as it crops up. And go to this great loving higher power that I have found here through the 12-step rooms, have a connection with now. Because as it tells me too in these beginning pages of the second step, you know, and I learned it in the first step, you know, lack of power is my dilemma. That's, you know, I don't have it. And I gotta have it because I couldn't stop drinking and I couldn't stop eating and I couldn't stop controlling and fixing and managing. And I can't stop my thinking. And I have no power until I ask for the power. And that's really what I came here. You know, I came in this higher power. I know I hear it all the time in the rooms and I hate using cliches, but they're cliches for a reason because they're true, you know. And the one here that I hear a lot is, God brought me to you guys, and you guys brought me to God, you know. And it's absolutely my truth. I wish I could say I had some, you know, magic thing, but it's the boots on the ground, working the steps, being of service, and helping others, right? I mean, service and recovery, all of it. It's just the three sides of the triangle. They help to also get rid of my stubbornness, you know, as I surrender to the fact that in order to live any kind of a peaceful, happy life, not perfect by any stretch, but peaceful, happy, contented, even in the times where I'm agnostic, because I still am, you know, I'm still stubborn. I'm still in that sensitive. I think it's on page 125 again, where it tells us that, you know, it talks about this handicap of sensitive. Is it? Yeah, I think it's on page 125. Yeah, there it is. It says on page 125, we alcoholics are sensitive people. It takes some of us a long time to outgrow that serious handicap. Wow, is that the truth? That one has kept, I think, as much as I'm stubborn, as I said, it's based out of fear, and that sensitiveness that created, wow, you know, just has, my whole life has created the not being good enough, not being comfortable in my own skin, not feeling right, having to put on the air of, you know, better than you are, and all the time feeling like I'm an absolute nothing. I'm a zero. I have, you know, I can't, I don't get you. I don't get me. I don't get the world. I have, but I'm walking around in it, pretending like I do and feeling like a fake a lot, you know, and I'm just really sensitive. Anytime somebody looks at me wrong in a room or they say the wrong thing or I'm not getting the response I think I should, or it just happened yesterday. I was in a rotten place yesterday. I was just in one of those days where I was just in the yuck. And, you know, somebody kind of looked at me wrong. And I went into that humph, 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 that stubborn, that persona came shooting up to protect myself because don't you know who I am? And, you know, it's agnostic. That's agnostic. For me, that's being agnostic. It's not trusting God and not taking it all so seriously. That sensitiveness comes in and it is a handicap. It blocks me from you. It blocks me from relationships. It sends me right into those bedevilments, which isn't this week. It'll probably be next week with the second half, but they're on page 52. If you're not familiar with them, and it says the bedevilments, and I'm telling you, the crazy, obstinate, stubborn, sensitive, oh my God, oversensitive about everything. Because why? Because of fear. And that selfish, self-centered fear that just really does end up driving everything, you know, and I didn't realize that. And for me, fear, that's agnosticism. That's me not trusting. When I go into fear, that means I have somehow lost to whatever degree that connection, because I'll tell you when I'm with my God right now, walking around, I don't have a fear doesn't exist. But the second my sensitiveness triggers, it's a, I'm off. I'm off and lost in this arena of, and for me, it really does come out more as an angry, self-righteous, you know, and it's protective. And it's not the real me. And that's the truth too, you know. The stubbornness, the sensitiveness, and the unreasoning prejudice, right? Fear again, that I'm not right, you're not right, situation isn't right, it needs to look this way, it should be this way. I just have this prejudice that because you're different or your thoughts are different or I'm not able to understand you, I mean, or the situation, it's like there's things happening in the world right now I don't get. I have no ability really in my heart and soul to connect with some of the stuff that's going on all over the world. And that even includes the weather. Can you believe that one? Yeah, you know, I mean, the things that are happening, and it breaks my heart and I start going, but it shouldn't be this way. And it should, it's all based in that the heart of fear, right? And the fear is really my dilemma. Fear is powerless. Fear is powerless. When I'm not in fear, I'm being provided that power, right? When I'm not being stubborn or sensitive or unreasoning, you know, prejudice is the thing I have to, I unreasoning prejudice for me is that idea, the old idea that I will not let go of and that is running my show. And I've got one right now, you know, that is an old hurt. And here's the deal. You know, I think I've dealt with stuff here. I think, oh, I've done that 100 times now. How many, you know, how many inventories do I have to write on this? Well, as my step guide and other people have shared, as many as it takes, CJ, who knows? None of your business. Mine is to take these actions and to do the work and just be willing to do that. And try to let go of my prejudice, my ideas, what I think it should look like. And one of the greatest gifts I get here in BBA and in the rooms is our incredible set-aside prayer. God, please enable me to set aside everything I think I know and say that prayer. You know, I need a new experience. I've got to get a new understanding. I have to. Because the book also tells me this is the process now for the rest of my life. What used to excite me and the booze and the drugs and the food and the whatever relationship chaos, I now seek to find in this relationship with this higher power. You know, because why? I came in here broken and sick, and I had no idea how sick I was, no idea whatsoever about the fear. And I blamed you. You were the problem. Everybody else was the problem. You know, again, that protective stubbornness that I couldn't look at myself. It was all about you. And the people in the 12-step rooms just lovingly took my hand to these pages, to these steps, patiently and lovingly, because I'm a slow learner. But at some point too, I've had people get really honest with me about stuff. I mean, it's not like, you know, I've been touched with a feather every time. You know, I've had some bricks thrown my way. And once they hit the ground, you know, I had to pick up my stubborn, sensitive, prejudices about how people are supposed to treat me and what it's supposed to look like, and take it to God and see if there was truth. And you know what? There was always truth in there. And because of my obstinance, my stubbornness, I am not one that needs to be handled with kid gloves. I really do need an occasional brick upside the head, because I really can't see without a good smackdown. And that's my truth. You know, I need people in my life willing to pull my covers. to not let me get away, because this thing rebuilds. And that stubbornness can come back on many subtle forms where I think, oh no, that's discipline. No, it's not. It's just me being stubborn with an old idea. It's not discipline, you know? So I find the second step is really, it really is the place where I live today. You know, it says we live in 10, 11, and 12. We truly, my truth,
5 minutes
in
remaining.
Order to thank you very much, Jeff. Remaining in step two. Step two is my solution, you know. And every day, in every situation, I come to my God. Sometimes I come to, sometimes I don't. And then eventually I do. Eventually, with just life, you know, God's talked to me. I've gotten answers from billboards and bumper stickers. And I mean, you know, driving by one of the churches here, and they've got a saying up on the sign out front, you know, that they're able to change the letter and put up new verses and stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, something clicks. So I come in here. I start to see, oh my God, you mean I'm the problem? You mean my stubbornness, my sensitiveness, my obstinacy? Again, you know, more stubbornness, more obstinacy, more sensitive. This is my problem. This prejudice that I have, this is my problem. I have to let go of these old ideas. I have to let go of stubbornness. Well, I'm stubborn. You think that happened real easy? It didn't. It happens still on a regular basis with some struggle, because I get into the fear and I want to protect, but I have to come back to the step two. So I come back to God. I come to, and I start to see, oh, there I am again. There it is again. And then I come to believe. I come to have a belief. And a lot of why I have a belief today is because you had a belief, because Mark Houston had a belief, because Don Pritz had a belief. Because these people who have gone before had a belief that there was a solution to this insanity, right? That I was suffering from, this hardness, this brokenness, this stubbornness. So I guess I'm really focusing on those three, because that for me is where the breakdown had to occur. I had to see it for what it was. I came to. And then I had to have the solution, you know, and it's been progress. It's not perfection. It's still happening. I still want to be in the come to believe. And to believe that by carrying a message, by showing up here with you guys, by sharing some experience, but mostly what it is it's recognizing I have a problem. And there is a solution, and it is a spiritual solution. It is a power greater than me. And even if that just starts in the fact that I believe you guys have a solution, that was where it started. Even though I had a God, I had to put all that down, because I had to really just believe you guys first. And like it says, I came to believe that this thing would work. And then believed it would restore me, because I started to see some insanity, the stubbornness, the sensitiveness, right? And the prejudice were my walls. They can still be, you know. But again, by trying my level best to follow this incredible love, to seek this incredible love above all else, every day, today. It just gets better and better. You know, it really does. And the woman I was yesterday, pissy and hard and rocking and stubborn. And, you know, I was in some beautiful conversations and got to see myself wide awake. I go, oh, this I don't want to be. And was able to put some pen to paper, do some work, and realize that I am loved as is. I am enough. God is everything, and I'm not God. And there it is, that whatever my situation today, I need a new pair of glasses, as Chuck Zee says. I need to see myself as able, willing. I need to see myself as a woman in recovery and a woman of dignity today. And I don't have to respond to life in the same way. Because you guys, I have come to believe. And it's happened. It's happened. And it continues to happen. And I believe it will continue to happen. And I owe my God and BBA, and I just owe everything here, everything. And I really cannot give back enough, ever, I don't think. And that's a good thing, you know. Dr. Bob talks about it in his story. And when I actually live in the second step, you know, there's hope. There's such hope here. So I'm going to end with that. And thank you again, Jeff, for your incredible service, your faithfulness, and everybody for being here today. And I hope you guys have a really wonderful day. Thanks, everybody.